Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. A highly praised the level pelvis method, a guide for pregnancy and birthing ease from William J. Ruck, D.C., is a detailed handbook for managing abnormalities in childbirth. Designed to assist the helper assess and level mom's pelvis and lessen the pain and stress of past pelvis injury. Dr. Ruck uses his 40-plus years of experience in chiropractic care to show how the pain of pelvic bone misalignment during and after pregnancy can easily be relieved in just a few minutes a day. Dr. Ruck, D.C., is a full-time chiropractor who's been in private practice for 30 years. He invented and patented a medical device for carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive stress disorders, authored multiple scientific articles, a textbook, many other specialized medical publications, and William J. Ruck, D.C., author of The Level Pelvis Method, A Guide to Pregnancy and Birthing Ease, is our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So much to
talk about this information.
Well, it's really important, and let's start with that. Why did you feel inspired to write the book? Why did you feel this was so important to write the book and to share it?
Well, in my own family, I had issues with the women with pelvic girdle injury and pregnancy, and my daughter, who's now 19, I used the level pelvis method to get her delivered.
Yes.
It was also an issue. Her mother was told that she could never conceive because her uterus was retroverted, adhesed, and to her left psoas, and she could never conceive. So I started using the level pelvis method on her daily in a Rolfing routine, which released the uterus. And she was diagnosed with this condition in August of 2001, and she conceived in January 2002.
Amazing.
And then her mom had an injury to her pelvis as a 14-year-old. So here she is in her 30s, you know, with chronic problems. Even though she's a young person, that still leads to, you know, years of issues. And I took her left hip bone and just shoved it down towards her feet. And that was 4 hours of doing that. And we birthed the baby in 8 hours.
That's an amazing story.
She's a beautiful child. She's now a junior. She skipped high school.
Amazing.
She's a junior at Mills College right now. But then my daughter, older daughter, shows up at her, and she's due in 3 days, and she can't walk. And I teach her partner how to level her pelvis. Just you put one leg up against your thigh and just gently pull on the leg that's high, and the hip bone that's high, and until it was level. And she got up, my daughter got up and started walking around, and they went off for a walk for an hour and a half as we were at the beach. And she comes in and go through the routine again for a couple of days, and then off they go, note in the kitchen table, we're in labor. And she birthed in 8 hours on her due date, and I get up a couple of days later, and the first person I encounter with my granddaughter is my ex-wife, and she says, whatever you taught Randall to do to help Rachel was very helpful, thank you very much, which is the nicest thing she said to me in 35 years. and so Sally, who wrote the introduction to this book, who's a nurse midwife, is the office manager, my office manager's mother. So I consider her my, you know, mother-in-law, whatever.
Yes,
and
yes.
My office manager running my life anyway. So, you know, consider my office wife. Whatever Zoe wants, Zoe gets, okay? You know?
Exactly,
that's,
yes.
That's what happens, you know, when she's running my office, you know. So her mother is a special person, and she's a nurse midwife, and I tell her, she comes in shortly after Emma was born, my granddaughter, and I tell her the story, and she goes, show me what you're talking about. And so I show her, because it's very simple. The person's on their back. There's no twisting or anything. It's just very simple. And she goes, oh, wow. And I don't see her for 3 months, and she comes in, and she goes, you're killing me. I go, what are you talking about? She goes, I'm now the go-to person for all the difficult labor and deliveries at AltaBate and Summit Hospitals. I go, how many of these problems, labors are from misalignment? She goes, all of them? Like that was a stupid question. And I say, whoa. Can we teach the OBGYNs how to deal with this? And she goes, and she laughed so hard she rolled off the table. It's an outrageous suggestion. They're not going to change their protocols. If they're getting, you know, 40-hour labors with an emergency C-section, that's $35,000. That's a whole lot of money. Why would they want a 4-hour labor with no interventions and out of the hospital you go? Why would they want that? In fact, that's what my patients report, is that the nurses want to intervene. And if you look at our website, that thelevelpelvis.com, Andrea, who's being interviewed during and after, we're doing the level pelvis method on her while she's pregnant, due in 3 days, and then she's discussing her labor and delivery. What she doesn't discuss is how the nurses want to do epidurals and all this other stuff. And she said, we're progressing nicely here. We don't need to do anything. And she had to shoo them away because they wanted to do stuff to her. You know? And I've had that happen with a number of patients. They don't want epidurals if the labor is progressing smoothly.
Yes.
You know? And, you know, but it's outrageous to have I have a niece who was scheduled for scoliosis surgery, and I taught my brother, her father, how to straighten her, do the level pelvis method, and we skipped the surgery. She had 8-degree improvement in her scoliosis and they canceled the surgery. But that also meant she had problems with her period. And I made sure that when she got married a few years ago, that her husband, Sean, knew how to keep her pelvis level. And so when she shows up pregnant at the wedding, one of my daughter's weddings, I make sure to go over the whole routine with Sean, a 4-hour labor and delivery.
Amazing.
And for some reason, this nurse, or emergency room nurse with a master's in emergency medicine, wanted the hell out of the hospital with their new baby as quickly as possible. For some reason, I don't know.
This is so telling, what the stories that we're hearing from Dr. W.J. Ruck. And if you're Googling, that's R-U-C-H-D-C. The book is called The Level Pelvis Method, A Guide to Pregnancy and Birthing Ease. You'll see full color photographs, step-by-step instructions on how to ease back pain. It's all there laid out for you. Book available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. LevelPelvisMethod.com is his website. And you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link directly on. When you wrote the book, The Level Pelvis Method, what do you hope to accomplish? What is the goal in getting this out there? And it's been helping literally hundreds, probably thousands of people.
Well, it hasn't really gotten much traction. The issue I have is that my scientific articles that I've tried to get published, I have a dispute with some of the reviewers. They don't feel that the pelvic girl has anything to do with gynecological issues. All right? They're wrong. They're wrong.
Okay.
So if I can't get that out, and who reads a scientific journal anyways? You know what I mean? Very few people.
I mean, I have
published, and I've talked to my colleagues, and I've realized that for the most part, talking to them is almost like talking to a patient. They don't remember anything, like the doctors. I mean, it's just really... I do postgraduate education as well as teaching at a chiropractic college. And the problem is no one wants to change their protocols. The chiropractors I work with at the college don't want to change their protocols. They want to put people on their sides and do all this twisting stuff. And you cannot level the pubic bones, with a side posture maneuver. You can't. It's impossible. I try. Can't do it.
Okay.
And so I'm a heretic. From a lot of chiropractors' point of view, I'm a heretic. And also, there's a good part of my profession that don't even believe bones move out of place. And in orthopedic medicine, if you go and look at the textbooks, that's called the rigid pelvic theory. They don't believe the pelvic girdle moves. So it's not a clinical entity. So when you get your MRIs done, so often people, I'm going over their MRI findings with them, and they're upset because they're putting their finger down like near their hip bone or their sacrum, and the MRI stops at the fifth lumbar vertebra. And they go, why didn't they take an MRI of where my pain is? I go, they don't believe the pelvic girdle could be the source of pain. It would be radiating pain from your lumbar spine, but that's all an assumption. I had a guy in my office yesterday. He's had two back surgeries for relief of leg pain, and he has a sprained ankle. They can't diagnose a sprained ankle at the hospital because you can't see a sprained ankle in the MRI. They're not going to do an examination on him, for God's sakes, if they can do MRIs. This is where we are.
Well, it's an uphill battle,
in
it
medicine.
Sounds like,
it's
for you.
It's shocking. So yes. I write the book because I'm desperate. I feel a moral obligation when Sally Hill, my midwife patient, tells me all these labors, all the women suffering, the birth traumas to these babies is all preventable. What the hell am I supposed to do?
Well, the answer...
I'm doing the best. I don't know what else to do. Well, people think I'm crazy. They tell me I'm crazy. Okay, fine. But I get these people that look at my reviews. Go online, look at my reviews. I just got two reviews yesterday that made me cry. I'm not a miracle worker. I just reestablish alignment. People say, this is a miracle. I say, I don't do divine intervention. I'm a heathen. All right?
But
my sister, who's Pentecostal, told me I was a miracle worker. I said, Joanne, You know I don't do divine intervention.
But you medically, you are. It's amazing the success that you've had. And you'll find all these reviews and all of the information on the Level Pelvis Method, A Guide to Pregnancy and Birthing Ease, book available at Amazon, the website levelpelvismethod.com. The book is laid out so well and answers all of your questions. It sounds like, and you've been doing this for a number of years, as I mentioned, didn't mention the number of years, but a number of years. Why did you become a chiropractor? And when you see the obstacles you're up against now, how does that impact you?
Well, I was in construction 40 years ago. I was running a construction company. We did residential remodeling on the San Francisco Peninsula, high-end stuff, you know?
Yes.
We had time frames. You know, I had 28 employees. Every contract we had, kitchen, room, and addition. I'd take the roof off your house and put on a second story, redo the foundation and redo all the plumbing and wiring. So I had skills, but I was also an injured person. I'd been in some car accidents, and my chiropractor said to me, "Hey, what do you want? You want to be a carpenter when you're 50? You got a degree in biology in your back pocket. Why don't you go to chiropractic college?" Well, shortly after that, my boss started having a nervous breakdown because of financial issues and stuff. And his wife's a psychotherapist. And she said, "Yeah, he's having a nervous breakdown." And he put me on probation over an issue. I told him we couldn't build this roof. We were in Atherton. I said, "We can't build this roof. You can't do that." And he said, "This is the best architect in Atherton on the peninsula." And I said, "I don't care." And later, when he got himself injured, he went out there and tried to run the job himself and got himself in a, you know, broke his foot. He's around shouting at everybody, ranting and raving. And I pull my best foreman off of his job and goes, you know, "You can't build this roof." So we call it creative carpentry. Well, we don't tell anybody. Atherton's building department is just a nightmare to work with. It's like there's no building, you know, boom in Atherton, but it still takes months to get through their department. So we just did what we needed to do. We just changed the framing. We didn't put any, we just did it, you know. It's called creative carpentry. The inspector doesn't walk through the building anyways with his plans in the hands. He's just looking to make sure everything's on center, you know, 4 foot on center, 16 on center, all that kind of stuff. And we got done 2 weeks ahead of time. And the woman of the house was really amazed. I said, "Well, you had no change orders." She goes, "You people don't start projects like this and do change orders." She goes, my staff starts laughing their asses off because everybody does. It was unusual not to have change orders. Anyways, in the meantime, since my job was at risk, I started looking for another line of work. And I followed my chiropractor's advice and applied to chiropractic college. And I came home from an interview with the East Bay Regional Park District for their suit. They wanted to hire me to be a superintendent, but I'd overheard enough gossip going on with the staff to know that there was a war going on between the staff and the administration. And that I was going to be walking into a huge union problem. And everyone's going to file grievances against me if I demanded that they do their jobs. And I said, "Oh, you guys need a kindergarten teacher." They go, "Yeah, that's right. That's why we fired the last guy. He couldn't get anyone to do their jobs." So I came home, and all my applications for loans and admission to the chiropractic college were in the mailbox.
And
so I called my boss and told him I'm sick. I took the afternoon off because I wasn't feeling well. So now I'm really sick, and I have to take Friday off as well. And I went to the liquor store and bought a 6-pack of beer and a bottle of whiskey and decided to take some time off and figure out which way to go. And I had a premonition that I could help the chiropractic profession.
And you have. And boy, the time is going by so quickly. Our guest on the program is Dr. W.J. Ruch. That's R-U-C-H. The book is The Level Pelvis Method, A Guide to Pregnancy and Birthing Ease. Website, levelpelvismethod.com. Let's talk about what you're doing differently, why it should be done differently. We've got a few minutes left. Let's sort of talk about why this is so important. And from your own personal experience, you've seen this literally change lives.
Yeah, I have. And some of it has to do with the fact that I'm an injured person myself. And some of the standard procedures that were being done on me by my teachers and colleagues in chiropractic were not helping me out. They were making me worse. And that was one of the reasons I decided to become a dissection instructor and took an opportunity to go in the anatomy lab and work part-time in the anatomy lab. I did a study of the human spine. I've got another textbook, an atlas of common subluxations of the human spine and pelvis, where I did a photographic and x-ray study of the human spine and all the degenerative changes that take place. The vast majority of the spines in the study were arthritic. They're all old. I mean, you don't have young people donating their bodies to science. So this is a select, you know, the willed body program to UCSF.
Oh, yes.
It's all old people. You know, there's nobody even in their 40s, really. You know, there's all 70s, 80s, 90s. And this study started in 1986. These people then would be in the 19th century, their birth dates. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly, exactly.
They were that old, so they were a lot of them were in the early part of the 20th century or in the late 19th century, so they were, I think, a different population. When I look now what's going on, almost all my students are injured. I can just pull anybody up and evaluate their rib cage, their neck, their shoulders, and they all, I said, who in here has been in a car accident? All their hands go up. I said, keep your hands up. Everybody look around. Everyone is in here has been injured. You can't have a car accident without, and I just feel that's one of the main things that's happened is the car accidents have made the traditional procedures in chiropractic not helpful. And I know there's going to be a lot of people that hate me for saying that, but the twisting maneuvers, when you have a certain level of ligament injury, are not beneficial. I just have to say that.
Okay.
I just have to say that putting the bones back in place gently, like I tell people, I've had literally people tell me in the exam room, I'm terrified to be here, but they're under so much family pressure sometimes from family members that have gotten so much benefit. And I said, I'm going to treat you like cabinetry. And they go, oh, okay. So I don't twist your neck. I don't put you on your side and rotate anything. I just gently realign things like a cat. Like I'm a skilled carpenter. I mean, I can't, with my trifocals, hit a nail anymore with a hammer, but, you know.
I know that feeling.
You know, I'm the guy with the clipboard and the tape measure. I'm qualified to write the check now as far as construction projects are concerned.
Exactly. And you're able to help people.
Any more of that.
That's what has to be so fulfilling for you, is you're able to help people. And I guess frustrating sort of, and you're trying to get this word out there, and you're fighting the establishment to get the word out there. I've got a minute or so left in the program. Who should be getting this book? I'm thinking anybody dealing with pregnancy, this is a valuable guide that will literally change their life, their health as they're approaching giving birth.
Well, the project I have in the back of my head, especially now Sally probably isn't going to be working anymore, is do a project with her, because gynecological pathology and the unlevel pelvis are connected. Years ago, I had a wife who had surgery, history of cervical cancer surgery, and she had the same OBGYN for 7 years, and she's in a car accident on a Tuesday in July 1992, and on Thursday, she has her semi-annual appointment already pre-scheduled from 6 months earlier. And I take her into the doctor's office, say, I want to do an experiment. I want you to give me a pelvic examination findings, and then I want to adjust her pelvis and tell me if you find it and do another. She goes, I'll do that, but you know, in medical school, I was taught these bones don't move. But I know that's not right, because I've had babies, I've had a chiropractor adjust me, and I've been relieved from chiropractic care. So she gets in there, and she goes, I can't even get this. My hands can hardly, it's so tight in here, and Diane's arcing her back off the table. It's so painful. And she says, I can't get to the right ovary. The uterus is in the way. This feels completely asymmetrical in here. I can easily get to the left ovary, but I can't get to the right ovary. And Diane's just arcing. She's gripping in pain. She's doing the white knuckle thing. And then the doc does the pap smear, and then I level her pelvis. And the doc gloves up and goes back in and goes, oh, my God, this feels completely different.
Amazing.
I can easily get to the right ovary. This feels symmetrical in here now. Could this be the source of all this undiagnosed pelvic pain I encounter in so many of my patients? Quote, unquote. Now, that's July 92. The marriage ends in May of 94, and there was a disaffection. She was having an affair, and she fell out of chiropractic care. I wasn't seeing her, and I suddenly, 2007, 15 years rolls by, and she's at a family event. And I walk in, I'm surprised to see her, but, you know, she's my children's former stepmother. There's connections there. And I asked her a few minutes, I said, can I ask you a personal question? And she says, yeah. I said, how's your gynecological health? She goes, I'm scheduled for my hysterectomy next Tuesday morning. I said, do you feel there's a connection? She says, you better believe there's a connection between the car accident.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so how do we prove that? I've written proposals for studies to a number of different organizations, including my college, UCSF, the American Back Society. No one cares. I really feel that this Sally's OB that she works with, when I tell her this, she goes, oh, that's why all those tumors are unilateral. Fibroid tumors are called idiopathic in the medical literature, which means cause unknown. I swear, if this was a male problem, we'd have it nailed. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I don't have a uterus. And I've been told not to talk about how this method also helps out with sex. I was told not to say that, but I'm going to say it anyway, since you're giving me this time.
Well, yeah, and that's important to say. I wish we had more time.
They didn't want to put that, my helpers who are all, I say they all have uteruses, who helped me put this book together, did not want to talk about actual sex, pain with sex. But I've had that post-car accident issues for a lot of women, and also endometriosis, severe bleeding, and painful periods. I mean, there's a story in the back of the book, you know, to blow the ending here. I have the story of Rachel, but then also they call her Gina. But Gina comes in with a bad ankle, and she has to do driving as her job as a psychologist. She's visiting children for UCSF Children's Hospital.
Yes.
And driving in San Francisco with a bad ankle is not happy. She's not happy. But, oh, by the way, 34 years of age, she was informed at 13 years of age that her terrible periods that she started having with all this bleeding and pain was something she was going to have to live with, that she could never conceive, that she had bifurcated uterus, and that she was just doomed. And so she's missing 4 to 6 days of work a month with heavy bleeding and pain. She's been married for 12 years. She's adopted a child who, at age one, now he's two. She's just gone through the adoption process of a second child who's one, so she has two children, age two and one, who are adopted. And she comes in, and it's, oh, by the way, this whole pelvic low back thing. The chief complaint is ankle and leg, operating a motor vehicle, et cetera, et cetera. So that's in January, right? Six years ago. In April, she comes in and tells me that her period pain is not happening. She didn't miss any work this last month.
Incredible.
She's unremarkable period happened for the first time in her life, and thank you. In June, she comes in and stands in the doorway of the treatment area and says in a voice loud enough for my whole office to hear, Dr. Ruck, I'm pregnant. It's all your fault.
Oh, that nice. That got everybody's attention. Attention. You know, you're doing so much good, and I hope that by getting this word out there today on the book, The Level Pelvis Method, A Guide to Pregnancy and Birthing Ease, will help. And there's so much more to talk about. Unfortunately, we're out of time on this program, but I would love to continue this discussion. There's so much there. The book is full-color photographs, step-by-step instructions. It's laid out perfectly. The book is available at, of course, Amazon, the usual places. The doctor's website, levelpelvismethod.com. And it's Dr. W.J. Ruck, that's R-U-C-H-D-C. And we've got information on our website, so you can link on directly and get that information. Doctor, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully this is the first of several conversations. Keep up the good work out there. You're helping people. Thank you for being with us on the program.
You're so welcome. Thank you for letting me expound like that.
It is our pleasure. Right. There's so much good out there in the book again, The Level Pelvis Method. It's Dr. William Ruck, R-U-C-H, book available at Amazon, his website, levelpelvismethod.com. And, of course, link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.